7.5 feet high, and with these logs about 3 foot apart across there, and then it was floored up above that.
Yeah.
And then we put the hay up in there.
Yeah.
Both ends of the barn was open, so there I could go through, cure out the hay if it was a little green. And then the stock went in there in the wintertime for protection from the rain and cold. So it worked pretty good.
And you kept the horses maybe in a
stall.
Yeah.
That would be either by the cribs or by the barn here, an area where they'd make pens to put them in there. Each one had his certain place to stay in and where you fed him. And
each one had his own stall?
Yeah. Each one had his own stall.
Okay, you call that the what? The
horse stall. Yeah.
Where you kept all the horses?
Uh-huh.
Did you have a place where you kept your, where you milked cows? A special place where you milked cows?
Well, I did when I got big enough and old enough to get married, and I made me a place to where I could feed my cow in a trough and sit down there by her and milk her. But early when I was a kid, they had these old longhorn cows, and they'd come up in the evening, and my mother and the girls did the milking at home, and we boys, we roped the calves.
Mm-hmm.
We'd let a cow in, that old calf would go and suck and get the milk down, and we, while he was sucking, we'd tie a rope around his neck, and then when he got the milk down, we'd just drag him off and sit there and hold him while they milked the cow. And then when they got through, well, they'd get up and we'd untie the calf, and he'd run back and finish getting his supper.
Yeah.
Or breakfast, whichever it was.
About where would you keep your you call that place in where you milk the cows?
It was just right out in the barn lot.
Uh-huh.
No certain place, wherever the old cow stopped, that's where the calf would run up and go sucking it. And we just go there and latch a rope onto him and pull him off, and they'd milk her right there.
Yeah.
Didn't feed her nothing. And got good milk, too.
What about the place where you keep the hogs?
Well, they had a little pen for that we'd always call a hog pen.
Yeah.
If you had him in close quarters, and then if you had a bigger place, it was called a hog pasture.
And the barn lot, that was the
area around the barn, the cribs, and where the stock came in.
Okay, all of them would kind of get together.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about milking. Did you have a place, a kind of a cool place where you'd leave your, where you keep your milk, keep that in the safe?
Yes. Except in the hottest part of summer, and of course now everybody had old dug wells.
Yeah.
And I know mother for years when it was real hot in the summer, she'd strain this milk in a half a gallon jar.
Yeah.
And then put it down in a flour sack. The flour sack used to be made out of cloth.
Uh-huh.
And then tie a rope on that and let that down and just let it partly set in that well in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd stay nice and cool and good all day.
Okay.
That was the cold spot.
Called a dairy or anything like that?
No.
What did